Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. This show heralds the return of what I describe as the Wanderer. Richie is back from his week off. How's it going?
It's good to be back.
What are the headlines of what you did?
Do you know what? This is the problem. I'd love to tell you lots of things I've done or exotic places or sunny places I've been. I've done nothing. Just literally took the week off.
I'm thinking at least your fancy camera and new train that's gone by. Taking photos
no,
of that.
No, there's no trains.
Not crawling around a train track. Well, not literally. Down the sides looking at trains.
No,
like that.
Literally just went on the Jubilee line for about 5 minutes last night to go to the C2C festival. That was it.
That was your only train action of the week off.
Only train action of the week off.
Did you play any your Xbox?
A lot of that.
That's good. Well, there you go. Was that trains?
Yeah. I think I was actually in like jogging bombs 6 out of 7 days.
If that is a litmus test for me as a great week off, if you are in comfies more often than not, then that's perfect.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
It's good to be back.
Good to have you back.
It's been a week off, a week away, not a holiday, a week where a big transformation has taken place in my life.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I have changed to an electric car.
Oh my
over
word.
The last week, and that has been the big transformation, me getting used to spending my time at service stations and waiting for things to charge and stuff like that.
At least it gives you a reason to be at Lee Delamere.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And you know how I love a service station. But the thing is, when you get something new in your life, you then take a lot of pride in it, don't you? So over the weekend, I hand washed the car myself. A one-man job, did it inside and out. Great pride in it. Was delighted with the end job.
Can I just say that I will never hand wash a car, ever. I don't care if I've got the best car in the world. I'm never washing a car.
Can I just say that I'm not surprised to hear you say that to me?
I'd do a terrible job of it. I know right now it'd be awful.
You'd get a piece of grit in the sponge.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about it.
But on the way back from a six-year-old's birthday party yesterday, the worst thing happened. A bag of sweets exploded all over the back of the car.
After you'd done all that nice stuff too?
After I'd done all of the personal valetting myself. So I have then put in the new rule that in the new car, all food has been banned. I've banned all food, all drink from being eaten or drunk inside the car.
I respect you bringing in these measures after something catastrophic as that's happened in the back. Yeah. But there's no way, in terms of a family car, you're going to be able to get that one through court.
That is the first thing that's been said to me. How can we do this with a six-year-old? This is unenforceable.
There's going to be an instant appeal. It's going to be overturned.
The next thing that has been said to me is that has to include me as well. I can't be eating food or drink.
What are you going to do for yum-yums when you pull out of a service station and get back on the motorway?
Exactly.
Damn.
But when we were growing up, children's ITV was banned in our house.
What?
As kids, we could only watch children's programmes that were on the BBC.
Was it an advert?
Which sounds incredibly dated now.
Is this an adverts thing?
Must have been. Number 73, for example, not something that was a thing for me.
Oh, wow, that's so weird. I mean, I remember there was like a kid in our school that wasn't allowed to watch EastEnders, which obviously we focused in on and then remorselessly took the mickey out of them. And there was always one kid that's not allowed to watch telly at all
yeah,
in
true.
Each year. And the thing for me in our house, this is still ongoing, is that my other half, Katie, is a vegetarian. My favourite meal of all time is liver, bacon and onion, which to Katie is virtually cannibalism.
Horrendous.
Horrendous, so I can't even cook it in the house. So I haven't had that for ages.
Do you want to come round and have chicken, bacon and onion?
I think your other half, Natalie, might not be over the moon with that.
Just can't eat it in the car, that's all.
That's the main thing.
Kieran says, I've enforced the ban on my wife for buying cucumbers. You'd think, what's going on with that?
Please read the end of it.
He says, she buys them and they always end up mouldy in the bottom of the fridge. I'm with Kieran.
A lot of veg these days does go off quite quickly, doesn't it, from supermarkets. Phew. Right, line three is flashing, which I believe is Mira. Are you all right?
I've never done this in my life before, but I was just parking the car and I heard the story and I was like, I'm so with you, if only more people could educate their kids like that.
So what is it you've banned, Mira?
I've banned eating in the bedrooms.
Eating in the bedrooms. Now, who's in your house and what was the situation that caused you to bring the ban in?
I have three children. Now one is 21, one's 18, and the youngest is almost 14.
Wow.
But it's always been a rule in the house, which is if you eat, you eat in the kitchen or you eat the dining table, because I'm not having crumbs everywhere because it gets ants in the house. So there you go.
Well, that's good logic. I can see that. The other thing that happens with eating in bedrooms, I find with kids, is you suddenly lose cutlery from the kitchen.
Yes.
Well, fortunately, the only time I make an exception is when they're sick in bed. And
okay.
I'll get them some soup. But that's about it. But other than that, there's no eating around the house.
And what's your view on pine glasses? Because I've made a few comments about my teenage daughter's bedroom being like what I describe as the Weatherspoons forecourt, with the amount of pints that she's got in there.
Yeah. No. Not happening. Not happening. I was like, you know what? You guys can move out when that happens.
Whoa. I like it. I guess if you make a rule like that, like Richie's, what I described as Tesla Herod earlier on, saying you're not allowed to eat in the back, you've got to stick with it because you can't show weakness.
No weakness. None whatsoever. You have to stay consistent and firm. They don't respect you otherwise.
Amira, this is the other problem that I've got to adhere to, is I now can't eat in the car. You obviously also can't eat in the bedroom.
No, but I never do. I can't bet, like someone said, it's Mother's Day, do you want breakfast in the bed? I went, no, I can't bear crumbs in my bed. Maybe I've got a bit of OCD.
Finally, the penny drops for Amira at the end of this call.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
You could be winning a pair of tickets to see The Who play the Royal Albert Hall next week in aid of the Teenage Cancer Trust.
Now, earlier, we asked you to enter and identify the year that these three songs were released. There's no other way, there's no other way. That's me in the corner, that's me in the spotlight, losing my religion. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. What was the year? My generation, the Blur, the Who. It's all very clever stuff, isn't it?
It's all knitting together tonight, isn't it?
Someone who's got in touch is Stephen in Portsmouth. How are you, Stephen?
I'm all right. I'm a bit shocked. I've won it. I can't believe it.
Well, you haven't won it yet, mate. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
Do you know what that is? That's celebrating before the ball's gone in,
isn't it?
Yeah, that happens. How's your Monday? Before we get to your answer, how has your Monday been so far,
great,
Stephen?
Really, really. Mad. I'm actually in a wheelchair, so it's been a bit mad, but good, actually.
Good, man. Well, what have you been doing?
Having the council here, everything coming. The wellness wife basically turning up, you know, everywhere.
Sounds like a very, very busy day.
Today. It's going to be a really good day.
Good man, he sounds like a live wire. Should we get cut to the chase?
I think let's do that. It sounds like it's been a good day so far. We're now all on the precipice of a really awkward moment where Stephen thinks he's won and could be about to say the wrong year. We'll find out. What was the year, Stephen?
It was 1991.
Thank goodness.
You've won it, my friends.
You're joking me, really? Wow.
You're off to The Who at the Royal Albert Hall, support of the Teenage Cancer Trust.
I've never seen them in my life. I'm 60 this year. That's incredible.
You don't sound 60.
No,
sound,
no I know.
Good
I'm
on you, man.
Very young, 60.
You've
no.
looked after your voice, you have, Stephen.
Sorry?
Don't worry.
Just a lovely voice compliment from Richie.
Thank you. Yeah. Love the show, by the way. We love it.
We love you. Thanks, man. Well, listen, take it easy. Well done.
If only everyone in life had the enthusiasm of Stephen. I love this.
I want to be more Stephen.
Yes, we all will be. We play again tomorrow with your chance to see an evening of comedy in aid of the Teenage Cancer Trust.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
You in the car right now. Can you eat? Can you drink in your car? I have placed a ban for our household. No food or drink in the new car after a explosion of children's sweets from a birthday party over the newly valeted car that I had done myself by hand over the weekend.
A personal valet ruined within minutes.
So what are the bans that you have active in your house, Philippa? What's banned?
Crumbs in the butter.
Crumbs in the Butter sounds like a Simon and Garfunkel album.
No crumbs at all, no toast, no crackers, nothing. No crumbs allowed in the butter.
How do people have toast and crackers and stuff then in your house if you can't get crumbs anywhere near the butter?
Well, if there's any crumbs left on the, or if there's any butter left on the knife that's got crumbs in, it's got to go in the bin. It can't get scraped on the side of the butter dish.
I'm fully on board with that because I think that is absolutely disgusting. That's kind of like a toilet that's not being cleaned properly after a number two.
It's just a few crumbs, isn't it, though? It's not that bad, is it, Philippa?
No, it's not. It's like a butter skid mark, kind of. It's horrible.
Oh, please, with that terminology.
When we've gone on holiday with our family, there are often two different butter tubs. One, you know, two different layer pack tubs to make sure that those who want crumbs in the butter have their own tub.
Hey,
you can't be dealing with that.
Two different layer packs. Someone's doing it right for themselves. About 15 quid, isn't it?
Kaz says, I don't allow GPS in my house, but that actually stands for glitter, Play-Doh and slime. She says, that's what nursery or school is for. If my kid had it for gifts, I would re-gift at the next party straight away.
Get rid of GPS, love that. We've got Lauren on the line right now. Lauren, you have something banned in your house. What is it?
I have, yeah. So my bathroom, my family bathroom was redone about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and it's absolutely beautiful. I'm a little bit obsessed with it. My husband and no men at all are allowed to use the toilet because they've got really bad aim, so they can't make mess, and nobody at all is allowed to have a poo in there.
Wow. So you've got a house-wide poo ban in your brand-new ensuite, and then your husband's not even allowed there at all?
No.
So in many respects, this is an ornamental toilet.
Yeah, I'm allowed to use it. No one else is.
That must be, I mean, I've never had a toilet all just to myself before. Do you know what I mean? That must be, what a feeling that is to sit down there and know that that's just your own private space.
Yeah.
Lauren, I'm a little bit stunned.
It's amazing. It's the way
it's
forward.
Incredible.
What have you got in that loo then? What have you done to make it a bit extra?
So my dad put it all in and with my supervision, and it's just got amazing tiles. It's got cut-off tiles from the Shard in London.
Wow.
It cost me quite a lot of money, and I am just completely obsessed with it.
Corner bath?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done you.
A standard. Do you know what I mean? At some point in the future on the show, we might have to run some kind of who's got the best bathroom or toilet competition, because it sounds like you'd be right up there. It's elite level.
Yeah, it did cost me quite a lot to have it done, and I am completely obsessed.
Laura, I'm going to ask one more question. Hand on heart, are you certain that whilst you're out the house, no one's gone and done business in that toilet?
Yeah, my husband's too scared of me.
Says it all.
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades.
Absolute 80s.
That's right, dip into our collective past, see if you can access that memory of your childhood or whatever in the 80s to work out what this sound is. Any ideas?
Brand new today, and playing for the signed digital Home Time radio, or a Home Time digital signed radio, is indeed John. How are you, John?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. What have you been doing today, John? Sounds like you're on the move.
Yeah, I've been working today.
What do you do?
I run a coach company in Edinburgh.
Oh, so you like? Have you been driving coaches for people, or are you behind the desk type thing?
I'm a desk jockey.
How many in your fleet, John?
36.
Oh,
that's a lot of coaches. Have you got like human names for all the coaches?
No, not well. Some not good names.
Oh,
but like, how do you know which coach is what when people are talking about a particular coach?
We've got fleet numbers on them all, so that's what we sort of use.
I feel like you missed a trick there. Could have given like lovely names and that.
It's not Eddie Stobart.
Well, I know, but like, surely Eddie Stobart and the gang are not the only people who've called their vehicles by human names.
Well, we do that for Gritters in Scotland. We name them.
Name what?
Gritters.
Gritters?
Gritters, yeah. So Gritters for when it's frosty or snowing, they've all got names.
Oh, Gritters! Yeah. Sorry.
I didn't know what you said there as well. Right. I was a little concerned.
Me too. Let's move on to safer ground. John, the sound of the decade is a brand new one. It's from the 80s. Let's have one more listen. What do you think that sound is, John?
Paper guillotine.
Let's have one more listen. John navigating a load of words this evening we can't quite hear.
Is that a paper guillotine? Let's find out.
You're a loser and you have lost.
Sorry, sunshine. Gritters is the shout of the evening, though. We'll have that as a little catchphrase for this evening. But what are you doing? Have you got tea sorted out then, John?
Yes, it's last night's dinner for tonight.
Oh, but do you know what? A lot of food is good. It's reheated and better than it was first time round.
Yeah.
The Monday is a new Sunday dinner.
I like this guy. He's got a different way of thinking things.
There's a catchphrase in there somewhere.
Sound
of the Decades returns to the 80s tomorrow.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
This text says, good news for Bush and Richie. Yesterday, Slough became champions of Berkshire at hockey for the under-10s.
Oh.
We were underdogs against some challenging competition from Sonning, Windsor, Maidenhead, etc. But our team battled through the rain and lifted the trophy. It was a special day.
Well done to the Slough hockey people.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
And what's your good news, Kevin?
On Saturday, I was playing at Upchurch Golf Club and I got my first hole-in-one.
Kevin.
Well done. We're gonna have, I don't want to be party pooper here, but we're just going to have to take Kevin's word for it. Just because he said he got a hole in one doesn't mean he did get a hole in one.
Well, it was witnessed by other members, so it does sort of make it official.
Actually, you know, weirdly enough, I'm listening to an audiobook about Battle of Britain at the moment, and unless somebody else could verify that you shot down a German plane, mm-hmm. you didn't get credited for it.
Oh, really?
So you got credited for it?
I got credited for it, yeah. I mean, you know, I didn't shoot down no German planes, but, you know.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Kevin, how long was the hole?
176 yards.
Is that, now I know nothing about golf, is that good, Richie?
Yeah, that's a very respectable hole-in-one. Very good, Kevin.
Yeah. I was over the moon with it, and yeah, and it didn't cost me too much. I think they was all too polite in the clubhouse.
Well, was going to be the next question. The laws of golf clearly state that you do have to buy the drinks in the clubhouse afterwards.
Yeah, I did go in, I did offer, and only two people accepted. So
what a day you're having. That's amazing.
Very, very lightly. Yeah, I thought I was going to have to ring the missus and ask her to transfer some money over.
Well, what about that? I mean, that sets the bar for, you know, for the rest of the show in terms of only good news. 176 yards, hole in one.
Yeah. First one and probably my last, so.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Christine says, is it really just yesterday that my daughter won gold at her regional gymnastics competition and the adult class that I go to for gymnastics also won gold?
This has been like a half an hour of sporting excellence, hasn't it?
Really,
the hole-in-one guy, the hockey... What was that team just before?
The hockey team from
Slough. Hockey team. Thank you to everyone who's got in touch so far, but I believe we've got Kathy on the line. Is that right, Kathy?
Yeah, I've just come out of the kitchen where I've just been making a curry for tea, so I thought, get away from the radio, woman.
Whoa, what kind of curry are you making for everyone, Kathy?
It's gobi aloo, which is potatoes and cauliflower.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, it will. Don't you worry. My husband loves my curry. I actually, although I'm a retired staff nurse, when I was still working, I went to curry school because I'm just 7 miles outside Bradford.
Curry, wow. There's an actual
curry school.
Curry academy.
I went to night classes and I did the first year course there, which taught me all basics. And I used to practice on the husband when I would bring home delights in the, you know, in the covered bowl.
Wow, that's amazing. Curry, never heard of Curry Academy before.
No.
Well, I'm afraid it's not there anymore. You know, cuts to government funding, there's no more night school. Not like that. So I was very lucky to get in back then.
You were indeed,
well,
yes.
Well, that's obviously bad news about the fact that Curry School is no longer. But you have some good news for us. Is that right, Kathy?
Oh, yes.
What's your good news, Kathy?
Well, the best thing that happened to me, and it is really good news, was that I adopted a dog from the dog pound. He's been with us a few years now, and he is the most amazing little dog.
Ah, and what's his name? What kind of dog is he? What make and model is he?
Well, make and model. Well, we think he's part Ken. There's a little bit of Jack Russell in there.
Sorry, part Ken?
Ken.
Ken?
Ken, sorry. Ken, C-A-I-R-N.
Okay.
Ken, Scottish. There's probably a little bit of hyena in there. And when you turn him over and scratch his hairy little belly, he's got staffy colouring. So he didn't tell me that when I took him home.
Wow.
And what little things does he like the most then that you know you do that he loves?
Oh,
gobi aloo.
He loves a bit of gobi aloo.
Not only does stay off the curry, but I do actually cook him a whole chicken every week.
This dog's living like Henry VIII, living the dream.
He gets a chicken a week, which I do in the pressure cooker, so it's nice and well steamed and cooked. And then he gets brown rice and mixed vegetables. Today he had.
Are we talking about your husband or the dog here?
I'd love to be Kathy's dog. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, you have to come round in a fur coat, and I'll feed you.
I'm going to get that put on a T-shirt. What a fantastic quote.
And he loves his cuddles and he loves his daddy. He listens for when the kettle goes on and it's like, oh, cup of tea, because he likes a cup of tea.
Lovely. It's like Lassie for 2024. Amazing. What a great bit of good news and best of luck to you guys.
Thank you very much. You too. What a surprise.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Being that I really didn't do much last week, just a question actually about jogging bottoms, because... Uh-huh. I was in them 6 out of the 7 days, but also three consecutive days on one particular day. But really, wasn't leaving the house and doing much. So surely it's okay to wear the same leisure wear 3 days running. What do you say?
Well, can I be completely honest with you? This may shock you. I don't actually own any trekkie bottoms. I'm a trekkie bottomless person.
Why?
I just never wear them, never have them.
But why?
I don't know. I don't know why, but it's...
What do you wear around the house to loaf around in?
Shorts. I barefoot, without shoes and socks, I always wear shorts and a T-shirt.
Have you got the world's most insulated house? How do you do that?
I don't. My dad's exactly the same. He always walks around in just shorts and a T-shirt, no shoes and socks.
I would dread to see your heating bill.
No, it's not even that warm. But I just pad around.
It's
in...
absolutely incredible.
It's almost like, you know, the Navajo people, Native America. Yes. I've got really, like quite thick soles on my feet. You can just hear me padding around.
This happens so often. We get to the end of one of our daily takeaways and we stumble across something that really should have been explored at length at an earlier point of the show.
Well, let's book it in as a phone-in topic down the road. What haven't you got?